privilege to introduce to you today our speaker.
我今天非常荣幸能够介绍我们今天讲员。
Pastor Steve Felker is the senior pastor of Christ Chapel.
Pastor Steve Felker 是在 Christ Chapel 的主任牧师。
And he's been serving there for the past 13 years.
在过去13年他都在那边牧会。
He is a graduate from Trinity Evangelical Theological Seminary, which is from the same denomination as our church is.
所以这个 Pastor Steve 在他就读的神学院呢，跟我们教会所属的是同一个支派啊。
And he is a chaplain and a firefighter for the Cayuga Fire Department.
所以他在Cayuga 的消防队队员当中也是他们的牧师。
So the Lord uses him to save people's bodies and souls.
所以神呢使用他能够拯救人的身体，也拯救人的灵魂。
He's married with four children who are all in college or grad school.
他已经结婚，而且有四个孩子，他们全部都上大学了。
And his wife Gail is with us here today.
他的太太 Gail 今天也在我们当中。
They've been married for 30 years.
他们结婚已经30年了。
And I know that I want to thank Pastor Steve and Christ Chapel for letting our church use their facility for the University Heights Fellowship.
我们谢谢 Pastor Steve 还有他们的教会，让我们在每个星期晚上呢，那个家庭团契都可以借用他们的教会来场地来使用聚会。
So I'd like to welcome Pastor Steve to the pulpit today.
今天我们欢迎 Pastor Steve。
Thank you.
谢谢。
谢谢 indeed.
Thank you.
This is a great privilege for me to be with you today.
今天实在是我的荣幸能够来跟大家在一起。
I enjoy my friendship with Pastor Paul.
我实在是很高兴能够跟 Pastor Paul 做好朋友。
And enjoy the partnership we have.With the University Heights Fellowship.
我很高兴呢，能够跟加藤家庭团契的高地组呢，能够有合作，良好合作的关系。
You have a great leader in Zhanghui.
Zhanghui 也是一个很好的领导者。
And he is a friend.
而且是很好的朋友。
So this is a great honor for me to be with you.
今天是非常荣幸能够来到大家当中。
And a great comfort to know that the Holy Spirit is with us.
我也非常高兴知道圣灵是与我们同在的。
I have been preaching through these early chapters of Genesis at our church.
我在我自己的教会当中呢，我一直就是在这个创世纪当中在讲，按照这个来讲道。
And want to bring one of those messages to you today.
所以我想其中一个信息呢，也带到各位当中。
If you have your Bibles, you may want to continue to keep them open to these early chapters of Genesis.
如果你手上有圣经的话呢，求你继续把它打开，然后我们来读一读这个创世纪前面这几章的内容。
That was if I was going to read it for you, but you already did that.
我刚刚给你们看，那个是我想要为你们读的经文，不过我们刚刚已经一起读过了。
The first parts of the scripture that you read responsively are so that we could get some context to come into Genesis chapter 3.
所以呢，刚刚在起因当中，我们大家一起读这些经文呢，是帮助我们能够对这个故事的前后呢有点了解。所以我们在进入第三章的时候呢，心中就有一个底了。
From that text, we learned that the garden was a temple.
所以我们在那个我们起因读的经文当中，我们知道这个伊甸园呢是一个圣殿。
It was a sacred space of the presence of God.
是一个神圣的地方，是神所同在的地方。
And even as we see in temples today, the image of God was in the middle of the garden.
所以好像
，Go ahead.
好像我们现在在圣殿当中看到一样，神的形象是在这个伊甸园的正中央。
It was the man, Adam, who bore the image of God.
因为亚当这个人呢，他身上是有神的形象。
We see in this text that Adam was the priest king of the garden.
所以我们 所以在这里面呢，我们知道亚当他在这个伊甸园当中，他的形象呢是一个祭司，也是一个君王的形象。
His job was to guard it and to keep it.
所以他的工作呢就是要看守，然后这个修管理这个公这个伊甸园。
We see that there are two trees in this garden.
所以我们知道这个园中有两棵树。
The tree of life.
一个生命树。
Which Adam would be given and which he would administer to the creation as the priest.
所以呢，这个生命树呢是给亚当的，而且呢，因为这样的缘故呢，他就可以来看管这个神的创造的各样事情。
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
另外一棵树呢，是分辨善恶的树。
Which Adam would administer as the king and judge of God's world.
所以呢，这个Adam他看管这个树呢，就是以一个士师或是一个审判官的角色来看管这个树。
If you turn in your Bible to the very end in the last chapters of Revelation,
如果我们看圣经的最后一个部分呢，是启示录的地方。
We see these themes again.
我们在又看到相同的景象。
The nations are coming to the temple of God.
所以万国呢都来到神的圣殿。
This temple is at the center of things.
所以这个圣殿呢是在正中央。
We see Jesus, the new Adam.
我们看到了耶稣，也就是新的亚当。
Our King and our Great High Priest.
他是我们的君王，也是我们最高的祭司，大祭司。
We see the tree of life.
我们看到了生命树。
Its leaves are for the healing of the nations.
所以它的树叶呢是可以这个医治万国的。
In fact, much of the substance of Genesis chapter 2 and chapter 3 reappear across Scripture until they have their perfect fulfillment at the end of the book of Revelation.
所以事实上呢，我们在创世纪第二章跟第三章里面看到里面许多的东西呢，我们一直到启示最后启示录的部分都从继续就再一次又出现了。
We have been studying these things for several months at Christ Chapel.
在我Christ Chapel自己的教会当中呢，我们在研讨这个部分呢，已经做了几个月了。
And one of the questions that came forward is what happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
那其中呢，有一个问题大家常问，就是说，哎，那最后那个分辨善恶的树跑哪去了呢？
It's not there at the end.
那最后启示录没有在那里啊。
And God usually doesn't waste things.
那神呢，他其实不会随便浪费东西的。
I would like to propose that it has its fulfillment in Scripture.
那我的看法呢，是其实它在经文里面还是有再一次出现了。
Not in the book of Revelation.
不是在启示录。
But in the Gospels.
但是呢，是在福音书里面。
I would like to teach you today that the fulfillment of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is at the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们要讨论的呢，就是这个分别善恶树，它的终结的结局呢，是在耶稣基督的十字架上面。
So let's talk about these things.
所以让我们来思想一下。
What is this tree?
这一棵是什么样的树呢？
I believe this tree is a real tree.
我相信这是一个真的树。
In a real garden.
是在真的园子当中。
Planted by the real God.
是真实的神来栽种它的。
I believe it bore real fruit that could be eaten.
我相信它结的是真实的果子，是可以吃的。
Rather than seeing magic in the fruit was the focal point for obedience.
重点呢不是在于看说这个果子有什么特殊的魔法，而是在看说这个果子呢代表了是最终的顺服。
The fruit was not about the knowledge of good and evil things.
所以这个果实的本身呢，并不是说让你如何的看到好的跟坏的事情。
But the fruit was a point of encounter to obey God.
但是这个食物的本身呢，它代表的就是在顺服神的这个中心。
The fruit would represent God's command so that there could be a decision to obey or to disobey.
所以呢，这个食物代表呢，这个果实代表是神的命令，那它带出来的呢，就是一个决定，是顺服还是不顺服。
The tree is a tree of obedience.
所以这棵树呢，其实是顺服的树。
To obey God is to know good.
所以顺服神就是知道善。
To rebel is to know evil.
所以反叛神的话呢，就是知道恶。
It is a tree.
所以它是一棵树。
In the scriptures, a tree stands as a place of judgment.
所以在圣经里面呢，一棵树呢，其实是一个审判的地方。
Let me talk through some history of scripture.
所以呢，当我们在这个经节里面的各样历史当中，我们可以来探讨一下。
In Genesis 18, Abraham is sitting by the tree at his tent.
在创世纪十八章的时候呢，亚伯拉罕他是坐在他帐篷旁边的一棵树。
Like an elder would later sit at the city gates, Abraham sat as judge of his community at the great tree.
在后来的地方呢，那个长老们他是坐在城门口来做审判，但是在亚伯拉罕的时候呢，他是坐在树旁边做审判。
There are more darker pictures in Scripture.
那接下来还有一些是比较黑暗一面的这个关于树的事情呢，在圣经里面我们可以找到。
In Genesis chapter 40, the king hangs the baker on a tree.
那在创世纪四十章的时候呢，我们可以看到这个国王他把膳长挂在树上，杀在让他死了。
In Joshua chapter 8, the king of Ai was defeated and hung on a tree.
在约书亚记八章二十八节呢，也知道埃及城的国王呢，他打败仗了，然后被挂在树上。
In Judges chapter 9, the inhabitants of the city of Shechem go out to the tree to crown Abimelech as their new king.
在四世纪九章六节的时候呢，说世界人跟米伦都一同聚集，然后呢，他们。往是橡树旁的柱子那里立亚比米勒为王。
There is a great picture of judgment in 2 Samuel chapter 18.
在撒母耳记下十八章这样子说。
Absalom has rebelled against his father the king, and while fleeing, got caught in a tree and was left hanging by his hair, where he was put to death in judgment for his rebellion.
那在这里呢，讲到说树呢是代表审判的，因为这个亚沙龙他是大卫王的儿子，当他在被敌人追赶的时候呢，他的头发被树缠住了，他就掉了起来，结果在那边他就被处死了。
Judas, after he betrayed Jesus, would go and hang himself, judging himself on a tree.
那犹大呢，当他出卖耶稣之后呢，他也是出去把自己挂在树上死了。
So it says in Deuteronomy chapter 21 verses 22-23, cursed is anyone judged of a capital offense and hung on a tree.
所以在生命记当中二十一章二十二到二十三节也这样说，人若犯该死的罪被治死了，你将他挂在木头上，因为被挂的人是在神面前受咒诅的。
I believe Adam's role was to be at the tree.
所以我相信呢，亚当他的角色呢，应该是说在树旁边。
He was to guard it.
他必须要守卫这棵树。
He was to stand as God's judge over any unclean thing.And he was to execute judgment.
所以呢，他必须要成为一个代替神的审判者，所以在树旁边呢施行审判。
As king, Adam was to be the judge at the place of judgment.
所以呢，身为一个君王，亚当呢，他必须要在审判人的地方施行审判。
And rather than bow to the serpent in its uncleanness,
所以呢，他其实不应该啊，这个屈服在这个蛇的诱惑当中。
He was to have executed judgment on the serpent.
他其实应该是要审判这个蛇的。
He knew the word of God.
因为他知道神的话是什么。
So we have in Genesis 3 a picture, a story.
所以呢，在啊创世纪三章呢，我们发现了有一个描述的一个故事。
The serpent is presented.
所以这个蛇呢出现了。
The serpent is described as crafty or subtle.
所以这个蛇呢，在圣经里面描述它是，他说它是狡猾的。
The things of the serpent are hidden.
所以呢，狡猾的那个蛇，它的东西呢都是隐藏的。
Now the Old Testament was written in the language of Hebrew.
所以呢，旧约是用希伯来文写的。
And there are things said there that we lose in our contemporary languages.
所以呢，在用希伯来文写的时候，有些意思呢，在用我们现代人的话语翻译的时候呢，就流失了。
So I can't explain this in Chinese, but I will do it in English.
对的，我没有办法用中文来解释，但我是用英文来解释。
We have words in English that can mean the opposite thing with the same word.
所以呢，在英文里面呢，有同一个字，但是它的意思可以有代表相反的意思。
The English word cleave means cut in two.
啊，所以在英文的 cleave 那个切呢，可以说切一半。
But it also means to bond together.
那也可以呢，是粘在一块的意思。
It is used in some English translations of the end of Genesis chapter 2 in verse 24.
所以呢，有一些在一些翻译的这个英文当中呢，在创世纪二章最后面二十四节当这样写。
A man shall cleave to his wife.
他的人需离开父母，与妻子联合，这个联合就是写 cleave。
Another English word with opposite meanings is the word oversight.
啊，所以另外一个英文字呢，有相反意义的意思的呢，是叫做 oversight， 就是对两一个是注意。
When you exercise oversight, you're watching over everything. Your elders have oversight over the church.
所以呢，好像长老对于这个整个教会呢，有这个 oversight， 就是可以注意的看管。
We also use the word to describe seeing past something where you actually miss it.
那但是同一个字呢，也可以说我其实看超过了，就跟没有看到。
In my oversight, I forgot to tighten the pipe, and now it leaks.
所以呢，就是我没有注意，所以呢，我没有把那个水管弄好，结果现在漏水了。
Hebrew is using a word play for us in Genesis chapter 2 and chapter 3 here.
所以呢，在啊这个。创世纪二章跟三章当中呢，用希伯来文来写，中间呢也有这样子，这种字是有这样子的意思的。
Adam and Eve are both naked.
所以呢，亚当跟夏娃那个时候呢，赤身露体。
Open and exposed.
那这个 naked 的意思呢，就是打开的，是裸露的。
The serpent is crafty.And subtle.
这个蛇呢，它是狡猾的，它是隐藏的。
It is the same word.
其实这个希伯来文呢是同一个字。
The serpent is hiding his exposure.
所以呢，这个蛇呢，它是把它的这个东西都隐藏起来。
But Adam and Eve are open in theirs.
但是亚当跟夏娃却把他们都裸露出来了。
Moses, when he wrote this, is setting them apart already.
所以当摩西在写这本书的时候，他已经把蛇跟亚当夏娃已经分开，是这样子分开来。
With his hidden heart, the serpent has come and questioned the word of God.
所以呢，这个蛇呢，他有一个隐藏的心，但是呢，他偷偷的来了，然后他就挑战神的话。
Adam was there with his wife.
那亚当呢，当时是跟他的太太在一块的。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
第三章第六节这样说。
Eve is not alone.
所以呢，夏娃不是自己一个人在那里的。
And Adam knew the word of God.
那亚当呢，又知道神的话。
And he knew this disobedience that was being proposed was a bad thing.
所以呢，他也很清楚， 这个蛇所建议的这个不顺从的这事情呢，是不应该做的。
But Adam failed to guard the temple of God.
但是亚当呢，他却没有好好的看守神的圣殿。
We did not read it earlier.
但是刚刚有一段我们刚刚没有读的。
But down in chapter 3, verse 15.
但是呢，在三章十五节。
God describes that the seed of the woman will crush the head of the serpent.
那神呢，他就说了，说女人的后裔呢，要伤蛇的头。
I believe that was Adam's responsibility when the serpent arrived the first time.
所以我相信呢，这个责任呢是在于亚当。当这个蛇第一次来的时候呢，是亚当的责任要来做这个事情。
He was the king and the judge of God's world.
因为他是君王，他也是审判者，是代表神对于神的话语的审判者。
The title of the message is The Durian of Eden.
那我今天这个讲到的题目呢，是叫做伊甸园中的榴莲。
When friends of ours told us about this fruit,
当我们有些朋友呢，跟我们说起这一种水果的时候呢，
They told us it smells like hell and tastes like heaven.
他说呢，这闻起来好像在地狱一样，但吃起来像在天堂一样。
When we tried it, it didn't taste that good either.
但是当我们吃的时候，我们也好像不觉得是在天堂。
Turn that around. Eve saw the fruit, and what did it say? It looked good. It was pleasing, and it was desirable.
那个但是相反的呢，这个夏娃在园中看到这个分别善恶树的果子的时候呢，他发现他可以做食物，而且悦人眼目，是可喜爱的。
But it was the taste of hell.
但是吃起来呢，却是像在地狱一样。
And her husband was with her, and he also ate.
那她的丈夫也在旁边，他也吃了。
Their eyes were opened.
所以他们的眼睛就明亮了。
They became exposed.
他们呢？变成赤裸的。
They came to know good and evil from the evil side.
他们呢，明辨善恶，明白了善恶，但是呢，是从恶的角度来看善恶。
Had they been faithful, they would have known good and evil from the good side.
如果他们当初是顺服的，是有信心的话呢，他们对于善恶的了解是从善的角度来看的。
God would have given them that knowledge, even as God Himself has that knowledge.
神呢会把像神一样的智慧呢赐给他们的。
The serpent spoke truth, sort of.
这个蛇呢是有一点说实话。
That they would be like God.
就是说呢，他们可以像神一样。
But the lie was that God could not be trusted.
但是当中的谎话是说呢，你们不需要信任神。
He could not be trusted to give them all good things.
因为呢，你们不要相信神，你们应该觉得说神呢，他不一定要把所有好的东西都给你。
So they sought their own standards of wisdom.
所以亚当夏娃呢，就自己定标准，自己觉得智慧应该是怎么一回事。
They chose to be judges of God's word.
他们自己呢，成为审判神话语的那些审判官。
Instead of fulfilling their responsibility to be judges in God's world.
所以，而不是呢，他们应该是身为代表神的审判官，来审判神所创造的世界。
When they were exposed, they chose to make their own cover.
当他们暴露了，他们赤裸的时候呢，他们选择自己来为自己遮盖。
Afraid.They thought they might run and hide.
所以他们害怕的时候呢，他们想，那我们就躲起来。
Their conscience emerged and it condemned them.
因为他们良心呢发出了，所以呢就在内心谴责他们。
And fear replaced faith.
所以他害怕呢就取代了他们对神的信心。
God would have given them.All things in time.
但神呢，其实在适当的时候，他会把所有东西都给他们的。
It was never to have been taken out of order.
所以这些事情是有他们的时间先后顺序的。
in His grace, He replaced their feeble attempts at covering themselves with garments of skin.
所以呢，在由于神的恩典的关系呢，所以神就为他们做了遮盖的东西了。
This is the end of chapter 3.
所以在第三后面就第三后面这样讲，就是神用动物的皮为他们遮盖，而不是让他们自己用自己的方式来遮盖。
These would be new robes for their role as His representatives on earth.
所以呢，这个是亚当跟夏娃，重新再穿上一个袍，他们要代表神成为地上的审判官。
But they were less than the royal robes of the king and queen that they were meant to be.
但是呢，他们现在在做了，现在穿的这个东西呢，比他们原来神心意所要创造给他们的，是身为国王跟皇后穿的这个皇室的袍呢，还更少了。So
when we look at this story, we have a tree.
所以当我们看这故事之后呢，我们看到这边有棵树。
We have a place of judgment.
我们有个审判的地方。
We have a place that is set in the standards of the eternal God.
那这个地方呢，是神用他永恒神用他自己的标准来定的。
And this God in His person determines all that's good.
所以神呢，他这个人的位格呢，来决定，来看一切都是好的。
We have a tree of judgment that is supposed to uphold good.
所以呢，我们也有一棵树呢，是审判的树。
The tree of life appears at the end of time.
所以呢，这个生命树呢，是在世界的末了的时候出现了。It
is part of the new heavens and the new earth.
它呢是新天新地里面的一部分。So
what is the end of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
但是分辨善恶树，它的结局是怎么样呢？
I would like to take you to the cross of Jesus Christ.
那现在呢，我们一起来到耶稣的十字架上。
I have several scriptures for us to look at. They will be here in English, and Mavis, bless her heart, will read them for you in your language.
那我们在这边有些经文，在这个slide上面你看到的是英文，那我来为大家读中文。
See if you can hear the elements of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in these.
所以我们看看呢，我们能不能看到在这里面看不看得到这个分辨善恶树在这当中。
First, Jesus is the new Adam. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45.
第一呢，我们要看这个耶稣是新的亚当，我们可以在 更多前书15章45节。
And that's not it. Where'd it go?
I can read it.
That one wasn't there. My apologies.
对不起, I have it.
Second, at the cross, Jesus perfected obedience to the Father in Romans 5:19.
在第二点呢，是在罗马书5章19节，耶稣呢，他在十字架上创始成终，他成为顺服的代表。Third,
the cross was the place where Jesus was stripped bare, exposed, and where He bore our shame. Hebrews chapter 12.
所以在希伯来书12章呢说，耶稣在十字架上为我们赤裸的身体了，他为我们受了鞭伤了，所以他。
Fourth, the cross was the place where Jesus would be judged and would bear the curse for us, as it says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13.
So, Fifth,
the cross is the place where evil would be judged and condemned. Colossians chapter 2, starting with verse 13.
在哥罗西书2章13节这样说，也说到这个十字架呢是这个罪恶在十字架上呢受到审判。
at the cross. Jesus would know good and evil, but he would know it without being a participant in evil.
所以在十字架上呢, 耶稣他也分, 能够分辨善恶, 但是他自己呢, 却不是恶的一部分。
Yet our evil would be laid on him at the cross.
但是我们的罪孽呢, 却是放在他的身上, 让他在十字架上为我们背负。
And there it will be righteously judged.
所以在十字架上呢, 他能够, 因为公义的缘故受到审判。
Isaiah 53 chapter, verse 5 describes this.
在以赛亚书53章第5节这样就这样说了。
At the cross we are returned in Jesus Christ to the right side of good and evil, and we receive power to live there.
所以在十字架上呢，我们就得到了大能，所以呢，我们可以在善恶的对的那边，也就是善的这边来看善恶。
We know good and evil, but now we do so in the context of God and His grace and mercy.
所以呢，我们能够分辨善恶，但是呢，是在神的恩典之下，在神的拯救当中，我们就能够分辨善恶。
So now through the cross, we participate in Jesus' kingdom authority as we live on earth. Matthew 28.
所以呢，在马太福音也说到说，在十字架上，我们就给耶稣一同联合。所以呢，我们可以因为得着耶稣给我们的权柄，我们要来审判这个地球。
At the cross, righteousness is given to us.
所以在十字架上呢，公义已经给我们了。
We are robed or clothed in Jesus, as it says in Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 9.
所以呢，在哥罗西书三章第九节呢，开始也讲到说，我们在十字架上就穿上耶稣基督为袍。
And Jesus clothes us for his kingdom, not with a garment of leaves or a garment of skin, but we are clothed in his righteousness.
所以呢，在十字架上的时候，耶稣带领我们到他的国度当中，穿上了新袍。这个袍呢，不是用树叶做的，也不是用动物的皮做的。
This is described in Revelation chapter 3, verses 4 and 5.
所以这个呢，是在启示录3章4到5节有说。
You did. Okay. Good. That's fine. The question for us then is, have you entered into this gift of righteousness in Jesus Christ?
所以对我们来讲，我们的挑战是什么呢？就是我们要问我们自己说，我们是不是进入了神所赐给我们的这个公义的袍？
What Adam failed at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Jesus redeemed at the cross.
所以亚当他在智慧分辨善恶树的旁边，他失败了。但是耶稣呢，却在十字架上为他得胜。
On the tree, Adam and Eve failed obedience, and they were condemned.
所以在这个分辨善恶树上呢，亚当跟夏娃他们失败了，而且他们。
On the other tree, Jesus fulfilled it utterly.
但是在十字架上呢，耶稣他却是成就的最终的顺服。
He obeyed the word of the Father.
他顺服了神的话。
He endured the curse that was on us.
他也忍受了，应该是我们来背负的这些诅咒。
He judged the serpent of old, the devil.
他也 审判了这个古代的这个蛇，就是这个邪恶。
He crushed its head.
他也伤了他的头。
And his work was vindicated with power by his resurrection.
那耶稣的工作，对，耶稣手上做的工呢，也因为他的复活，一切都成就了。
The Apostle Paul says, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. It is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书一章十八跟三十节这样说，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Let's make it personal.
现在呢，我们希望跟我们自己有一些相关。
Have you failed obedience to God in any way?
你有没有在顺服神这上面呢，在任何的事情上有失败过呢？
I have.
我有。
Have you devoted yourself to Jesus to receive His perfect gift of righteousness?
你们有没有把自己完全的交托给神，所以你可以接受神所赐给我们这个公义的礼物呢？
I have.
我有。
For those of you who have, do you recognize your position as a person redeemed by Jesus Christ?
那刚刚说有的这些人呢，你知不知道你的地位是怎么样呢？你是身为一个被耶稣救赎的人的地位是如何吗？
In His work, you are forgiven.
因为神的所做的工作，我们已经得到饶恕了。
In His work, you are made clean.
因为耶稣基督的作为，我们已经得到圣洁了。
In His work, you are now robed with the glory of God.
因为耶稣基督的工作，我们所穿上的是神的荣耀。
Our shame is taken away.
我们的羞辱已经都被拿开了。
Now you stand at the tree on the good side.
所以现在呢，我们所站的是在分别善恶树的对的那边。
You are commissioned.As a judge of God.
所以你被要求呢，你必须要成为神，代替神啊，做审判官。
It is given to me and to you to witness to this world.
所以我们的责任呢，是给我，也是给你的，就是对这个世界做见证。
We are the witnesses of that which is righteous and holy.
所以我们要做什么见证呢？我们要见证神的公义跟神的圣洁。
That is why Jesus died, and this is how we shall live.
所以这也就是为什么耶稣为我们而死，这也是为什么我们可以活。
I would like to pray for you.
我想要为你们祷告。
Our gracious God and Father.
爱我们的神，爱我们的天父。
We thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你，让耶稣基督来到世上，成为你赐给我们的礼物。
We thank you that you have restored us as your children.
我们谢谢你救赎了我们，所以我们能够重新来到你的怀抱，成为你的儿女。
We thank you that you have redeemed us from all evil things.
我们谢谢你在我们各样的罪恶当中救赎了我们出来。
We pray for our faithfulness.
我们为我们自己的信心来祷告。
That we would put away evil.
所以我们愿意离开罪恶。
That we would stand for good.
我们愿意因为公义来生活。
That in this day in which we live.
所以在我们活的这一天。
We will continue to be witnesses.
我们可以继续的成为你的见证人。
To what is right.
所以为正义的事情做见证。
To what is true.
为真实的事情做见证。
To what is beautiful.
也为美好的事情做见证。
You have made us a holy people.
你把我们创造成为圣洁的人。
We pray that we may walk in holiness.
我们愿意你帮助我们，所以我们可以在圣洁当中行。
And that we may lead others in the way of holiness.
所以我们也可以帮助其他人走圣洁的道路。
Our flesh is weak.
我们的肉体是软弱的。
Your Holy Spirit is strong.
但是你的圣灵是强壮的。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
使你的圣灵充满我们。
So that we may live in the victory of Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以在基督的得胜当中而活。
Until he comes again.
一直到基督再来。
Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
哇，主耶稣，我们希望你快快再来。
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to thank Mavis. You've been standing up here the whole time. Thank you so very much.
我要谢谢 Mavis, 因为她在那边站很久了。
That's not what I said.